Before we get into today's show, I just want to take a moment and talk about Spin for Perfect Skin. It's the shower-friendly, travel-friendly spinning brush that's part of your low-maintenance skincare system because it has four unique attachments for light cleansing, deep exfoliating body attachment, and a pumice stone for rough patches that will keep your skin looking amazing because it extracts bacteria from the skin surface and reduces the pore size to instantly killing the bacteria to ensure that your skin stays clean. It's going to smooth out the texture of your skin and you will be on a journey towards perfect skin. It's the simple, perfect addition to your non-extravagant skincare regimen. It's the perfect, simple addition to any non-extravagant skincare regimen. Originally, the Spin for Perfect Skin brush was $100 and it's down to $30 with this discounted link. Go to vanityplanet.com/RHAP. That's vanityplanet.com/RHAP. Use the promo code RHAP. Check out the Spin for Perfect Skin brush. You can also get the Spin for Perfect Skin by clicking on the banner at the top of my show page at podcastone.com. Hey, I'm Rob Sisterdine, and we are back to talk about the world's most exciting news stories once again for the week of April 5th, 2016 on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. The actual factual news. News AF is back once again to talk about everything that's happening in the world. That is very interesting. No boring news ever on News AF.
Ever.
Ever. That's right. And here with us, a man who is never boring, the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Woo! I'm boring sometimes, I bet.
I doubt it.
Challenge accepted. Challenge accepted.
I doubt it. And the man who can vouch for that, the great Danny Bryson, eye in the sky. Danny, how are you?
I am doing great, Rob. Thank you for asking.
Oh, good. That's good. Well, very exciting to be back here again to talk about all of the news of the week once again. And boy, we've been inundated with feedback from you guys here once we opened up the News AF tips line here on News AF.
You know, one thing I really liked was people sent in news specific to like their area of the globe.
Yes.
Like that one, the one listener sent in Canadian news, which I thought was great.
Yeah, that's from totally Cindy. Different. Cindy sent us a lot of Canadian hot takes, which you think they have like cold takes in Canada.
Oh, it was cold. All hot. That story about the thief escaping on an ice floe, that was great. That really made my day.
All right. So a lot of stuff coming in. Also, apparently, a lot of our listeners really love Freddy Got Fingered. We really offended a lot, a big base of the News AF audience last week when we talked about how that was one of the worst movies ever.
I would say we got three or four emails defending Freddy Got Fingered, which means that about 50% of our listeners chimed in with their love of Freddy Got Fingered, the film. Yeah. So we're going to all have to go back and rewatch that and kind of rethink our priorities, I guess.
Movie cast coming this summer. Chris wrote in to say, okay, I'll say it because nobody else will. Freddy Got Fingered, while sort of terrible, is also sort of legendary. Scenes I haven't seen in years are still burned into my memory. More deeply ingrained than the birth of my first child. Just to name a few, there's the backwards man. Daddy would like some sausages, or the child molester freak out in the psychologist's office. I also think the movie is datist in nature. I've probably blocked out all of the painfully terrible parts of the film out of my memory, but what remains, I will remember until my dying day. So Freddy Got Fingered.
Wow.
It's really transcended VHS.
Yeah, isn't that post-traumatic stress disorder if he's having flashbacks constantly 20 years later?
So that's from Chris. So Freddy Got Fingered really did make an impression on Chris. So
maybe after we do the cast, if we do a movie cast this summer with Freddy Got Fingered, we'll have to have Chris join us for a little bit.
Oh yeah. Well, hopefully that'll also make us such an indelible impression on him that he will never forget that either.
Well, I'm a little worried if he's talking about he can't scrub these images from his mind all these years later. I'm a little bit worried about watching this.
Okay. No, as long as you attach like real memories to those movie memories, then you'll have a great memory. It's like, oh, I got to remember Rob's name. I'll just think of
backwards guy.
So Freddy Got Fingers helps with like mnemonic devices. Is that what you're saying, Tyson?
I guess so.
Or are you saying that if something really memorable is happening when you're watching Freddy Got Fingered, that's why you'll always remember it?
Well, I guess that too. I was thinking more that if you could just attach something you really had to remember to one of those Freddy Got Fingered memories, then, you know, like a memorization type exercise when you need to pass a class and you're like, oh yeah, I'll remember 2 times 2 is 4 because Sausage Finger Man had 4 fingers because a thumb doesn't count as a finger.
Got it. So you're not saying like if you found out like JFK got shot while you were watching Freddy Got Fingered, you'll always remember it because of
I think where you wouldn't remember that, but you would definitely remember the sausage fingers. I don't even know if they're sausage fingers. I just remember sausage something.
Okay. Let's hope it was fingers.
All right. Yeah, let's hope so. All right. We have so much news to get to this week between all the stuff that you guys sent us and all the stuff that that we rounded up. And so let's just jump right into it. And why don't we start here with a story about, you know, we always talk about the big news happening in the criminal justice system. But here is a story that involves also candy as well, which is really a great marriage here for News AF, because we have the story of a man who recently was sentenced to or is potentially facing a sentence of 20 years to life after the prosecution is trying to get him on stealing candy bars. A man has stolen $31 worth of candy and is facing 20 years to life. Tyson, do you like this sort of like where we're really throwing the book at people now?
Do I like it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, where does the line start or end? You know, candy bars, $31. It doesn't seem like that's a 20-year offense, but that's the maximum, right? And usually they're like 20-year maximum. Oh, well, then what do I have to pay? Well, you get a $120 ticket. You're like, oh, well, I thought I was going to prison for 20 years. See, I think the maximum and what actually is the outcome is different, right?
Well, something also, and this doesn't justify his sentence at all, but he did have 5 previous convictions, I think it says. And so this might just be a case of there's a minimum, you know, minimum sentencing where he's, you know, like 3 strikes you're out type of a thing.
3 strikes you're out.
Doesn't mean it's right. And it's kind of like he should have done something more grand. You know, if he was going to get caught, like set the IRS, you know, set some awesome thing on fire. But, you know, the Snickers, it just doesn't seem like it was worth it for his 5th strike.
Right. And this takes place down in Louisiana, and they have a habitual offender law that they've put into place to be able to, I guess, prosecute people as hard as they want once they've committed several offenses. But do you think, Tyson, is this something, do you think that this is a deterrent now once you've, you know, racked up enough offenses that this is working? Or are we just going to have to lock more and more people up?
Well, I think we already lock up more people per capita than anywhere else in the world. So
I think that's true. Yeah.
Why stop there? I mean, we don't want to eventually take second place. Look what happened to our healthcare.
You know, is that what happened?
We're probably number one at some point. Now we're like 45. And if we stop locking people up for everything, then we're eventually not going to be leading the charge on that.
Excellent.
There are some
point.
Pretty funny comments here.
Yes.
Sadie11 says, I once shaved a Cadbury egg in my mouth when I was 3. Just got out 2 weeks ago.
Wow. Yeah. the egg apples. Or she just got out of prison?
Got I think she prison. Just got out of prison. Yeah.
Oh, my
at
God.
Three,
yeah.
It's not like they're teaching you proper English or anything in the slammer. I bet she was just doing hard time. Then we got Tyson Appleseed here that says, glad that candy stealing scum is going to be off our streets, making America great again.
Right. It's, you know, it's all fun and games until it's your candy that gets stolen.
Oh, do you think the guy who had this stolen, and I'd like to speak for him because I feel like I could put myself in his place.
Wait, he didn't steal it from a store?
No, no, I'm saying he stole it from a store, but I don't even think the store owner would look at that and say, oh yeah, that's 20 years. That Snickers is 20 years.
Hey,
that's
like, you don't know. Maybe this is the fourth or fifth offense of him stealing candy from the same guy.
That's 1 year for every 5 cents of the candy bar.
And is it like a Jean Valjean situation where it's like he needed that for his starving family? Because, I mean, pound per pound, a candy bar is really going to pack a lot of calories.
Yeah. Well,
250, I think, for a Snickers.
Yeah, you chop that up between five people, $31 worth of times, you're going to get quite a, you know, quite a punch. That's enough to live for a day.
Yeah. I feel like if your family is starving, you could do better than like Snickers, though.
Yeah. Probably get a protein shake.
I think so.
A payday?
Yeah, probably. A payday is healthier candy, I would imagine. Danny, what candy would you steal?
Definitely not a Snickers. I'm going to go king size because I'm going to get my bang for the buck if I get sent to the prison, to the slammer. So I'm probably going to get something king size. Maybe. No, I know what it is. I'm going to get one of those Golden Graham XL candy bar things. They're delicious.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They're like, it's like the Rice Krispie version of Golden Grahams.
Mm-hmm. And they're big.
Yeah.
You ever had one of those, Rob?
The Golden Graham candy?
Yeah.
It's not a candy. It's a Golden Graham cereal bar.
It's like a bar.
No, I don't think I've ever had that.
And then as the police were arresting me, I would eat it as quickly as I could just to make sure I got every bite of that 20 years.
Yeah. As you're running from the cops, you're chomping.
It would probably be a lot better if he stole a Butterfinger and then the guy who owns the store could have been like, hey, nobody lays a finger on my Butterfinger. Take them away.
I learned it from The Simpsons.
I bet he could use a defense like that. Popular culture
now,
defense.
Tyson, I know as we've been following with the Jared Fogle drama that I do think that when you go to prison, I think that based on what you get locked up for really has a big impact on how people treat you. If you went to jail as the guy who stole the candy bars, the candy bar crook, do you think that you would be respected by the other inmates or do you think that you would be mocked?
Mad respect.
Mad respect, right?
Yeah, I think that they would. I think actually in reality, what would happen is they'd be like, so wait, what? You're like, oh yeah, I stole six Snickers bars. And they're like, no, but like really? And you're like, no, watch the news. And then everybody would just take it easy on you because they'd be like, this guy should not be here. Let's just like make it a little easier for him.
Right. You think everybody would be like, that's not right. That's not right. Or you think that you don't think people would be like, oh my God, what an idiot. You're going to really just, we're going to make fun of you mercilessly now because you stole candy bars. I killed a man to get in here. You stole candy.
That could be. But I also don't know if you're going to the same prison as murderers.
Maybe. I don't know. It really would depend on...
You think they're sending him to The Rock?
Well, it's not really...
He's going to San Quentin, that's for sure.
But it's not like a white-collar crime.
Guantanamo.
You know, it's still like... I think that you probably would end up in the same jail. I think there are people that are like stealing cars and stuff. Like you're, you know, it's like, I don't know if like they say, well, you were stealing stuff that wasn't that expensive.
So like the same jail as the super sexy model prison guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think the worst of the worst go to Supermax. Like Supermax prisons. I think that's a term I've heard. So maybe they do differentiate prisons by the criminals who inhabit them. So like Supermax has the worst and then maybe they have just a step down.
Yeah.
But I do think he will be in there with murderers.
Yeah, I think so too. Do you think that they will give him a nickname based on it, like Sweet Tooth?
Or Sweet Ass.
Hopefully not Sweet Ass.
Well, I'm just saying.
I do feel like we could use
some... We don't know what happens.
Yeah, like I feel like we could use some sort of legal correspondent on this show. I feel like we have a lot of questions surrounding the legal system and stuff like that. So maybe if any of our listeners want to ever weigh in on these things, that would be nice to have some sort of like live legal correspondent in the chat when we do these shows. All right, well, let's keep moving because we have so many different stories to talk about. Let me discuss one of these stories that that Danny actually discovered, which I'm really fascinated by. So there is a man in Hong Kong who I guess is some sort of like amateur robotics specialist. And he's
definitely amateur judging by the pictures.
Yeah. And he's been working on a new robot, which is a Scarlett Johansson replica. Danny.
I can't look at that thing.
First of all, let me say he did a great job on the head. So if you just saw the face and head, you would think, oh, that's not bad. It's not till you scan down and see the robotic arms that no doubt he loves to have embrace him that you begin to become terrified. And then by the time you get to the feet, you're like, dude, this is creepy. And then the fact that it is a full figured robot is also somewhat disturbing.
Yeah. So, I mean, he sort of like half-assed.
Are
like,
there microchips in the breasts or are those purely aesthetic?
Okay, well, first off, okay, so this is where this story is going. There is no mention of this being any sort of anatomically correct Scarlett Johansson robot. That the story is just a man who is a fan of Scarlett Johansson has built some sort of a working replica of the famous actress, that he is a fan of her work. Yes.
He has programmed it to say thank you when he tells her that she is beautiful.
Right.
As if, okay, so, I mean, this isn't an innocent guy building his dream doll. This has got a level of creepiness to it.
Yeah, it is really creepy that he does. And it does not have Scarlett Johansson's voice. It has like the voice of Siri. Like, it does not have any sort of voice that sounds anything like Scarlett Johansson.
Well, he doesn't even call it Scarlett Johansson. He says people will call it what they will, but he names it Mark One.
Mark One?
Yeah.
Why Mark?
Because I think if he named it Scarlett Johansson, he'd get too much backlash.
Yeah. It also does like a really creepy wink at him also.
Yeah.
He also programmed
it. Yeah. If he says, it, as a response, she'll giggle and wink at him. He.
Yeah. If he says, you are so beautiful, it says, thank you.
Now, I will say that the Scarlett Johansson robot is dressed in a rather provocative outfit, some sort of a lot of midriff being shown by the Scarlett Johansson robot.
Yeah.
He's what?
Midsection. Just a lot of abs going on with the Scarlett Johansson robot. Like, she's not.
He dressed her in a midriff with a skirt. You can tell a guy dressed her.
At the end of the article, it shows all the prototypes that he sketched up. And they're all like T-100 Terminator-like robots that in no way represent what he ended up building. And yet he's calling them his prototype.
Yes. Now, he built this robot with a lot of with a 3D printer and then has built like a silicone skin over the parts of her body that are shown to have skin. But I think that underneath, there are different parts that are built out of, like, you can see like the skeleton he built.
Yeah. The rib cage. And not just the rib cage, but also the hip bone. That's an important feature.
Yes.
So let me ask you this.
Yes.
If you're Scarlett Johansson and you just happen to be browsing the news and come across this, what kind of feelings does it invoke? Are you flattered? Are you creeped out? Do you wish that maybe you weren't in the public eye so much? What's her take on this?
Hard to come away from this if you're Scarlett Johansson feeling excited. Right?
Imagine a Tyson doll.
How would
you feel?
That's why I wanted to talk about Tyson. So, and again, now this man has not claimed that he is having, you know, any sort of sexual relationship with this doll, but I do feel
like we all know it's happening.
Right. I mean.
Yes.
So Tyson, so let's say there's a woman who is smitten with you, okay? And it's like, oh, I really wish I could get with Tyson, but he's with Rachel. Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll build a life-size replica of Tyson. And at what point do you have any sort of copyright on you and your identity as a person, where somebody's like, oh, I can't have you, I'll just make you. Like, should you be able to sue that person and tell them to stop doing that?
Maybe, but I think it would be hilarious.
I think the Tyson doll should say shaka bra when you walk and say, you're
shaka
so cute,
bra.
Tyson. It goes, shaka bra.
Yeah.
Mahalo. I think it would be hilarious. I would support that, but I also am a different, I think I'm probably of a different mindset and frame than Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
I feel like she's maybe a little more serious than me.
Yeah. It opens up a real can of worms, I think.
Would you not want someone to make a robot about of you?
Can this robot open cans?
I think it would depend what they were doing with it. Like, I really feel like, you know.
Like, just having, like, fellatio.
Well, okay, let me ask this question. Are they performing the act on the robot me, or is the robot me performing the act?
Both. Or is the robot you videotaping it while...
Again, not necessarily sure.
That would be creepy if it was just a robot you holding up a camera going, I need better light. I need better light in.
I think the best chance off for any of us to get into the next Star Wars movie is to have a robot of ourselves made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if there's roboteers out there listening, I would definitely condone you guys making a robot of me.
Mm-hmm. You see, so you're okay with that?
I'm definitely okay with it. Please
Robot Tyson.
Make it awesome.
With Robot
yeah.
Tyson.
Yeah, shorten up the arms a little bit. They do look a little wonky on ScarJo.
They look terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, the, I mean,
you don't want those arms embracing you.
Right. I don't even think that the robot can walk. It looks like it's sort of like, you know, it's attached to some sort of like a cart.
Why did he make like a plastic rib cage and everything for it if it can't move? Like, is its head the only thing that moves?
Yeah, I don't think it can walk. Well, it could run away then, Tyson.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, just don't put legs on it.
Are we going to see this in next year's DARPA challenge? That robotic challenge that the DARPA has?
I think BattleBots. Is it BattleBots?
No. They have this challenge where Google and everybody enters their robot to see if it can clear obstacles. How awesome would be this guy put his Scarlett Johansson in there with the Google bot and some of those other MIT robotics programs. I would love to see this guy there.
I think BattleBots would also be awesome, where it's just like a box with a bunch of saws sticking out of it versus the Scarlett Johansson robot.
Yeah, weaponize the Scarlett Johansson robot. Dude, how terrifying would that be if you're a ISIS fighter in Syria and you just see a bunch of Scarlett Johansons coming at you with like saw arms and machine guns? It would throw you off.
Well, this it really would throw you off. The U.S. government's hands.
It's You'd be winning the psychological warfare. You would win that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know. That's
lots
of
applications.
Intense. That's intense.
He's trying to sell this thing for enough money to be able to make more in the future.
Mm-hmm. a whole army of Scarlett Johansson robots.
Yeah. Yeah, you can never have too many. Is it going to be a household item in the future?
The Scarlett Johansson robot? I do think that we probably will have robots in the home. I'm not sure necessarily if we want them to be Scarlett Johansson. Like, I kind of feel like my wife would be really annoyed about a Scarlett Johansson robot in the house.
But what if it looked like that?
Let's just keep our thumbs on this pulse, because Apple might buy this robot. We could see this robot popping up at Apple stores. I mean, it's just, who knows? The future of this robot's pretty great, though.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. Yeah, more on
up.
More on that to come with the Scarlett Johansson bot. Okay. Why don't we talk about this next story, which I think is probably going to be a hot button issue. So, Danny, are you a big grammar guy?
No, I don't know what's going on when it comes to written language or punctuation or grammar. So, yeah. No.
I don't know if we needed a study necessarily to determine this, but a new study has come out and said that the people that are constantly annoyed by grammatical errors and typos on the internet have less agreeable personalities than those who don't. And according to the Science Alert, are pretty much jerks. Tyson, have you found this to be the case?
I'm a grammar person once in a while, but usually only if somebody has previously busted me for a similar offense. Mm-hmm, so then I just get them back. It's like payback. And I did get busted yesterday on Twitter for a grammatical error. And that did fill me with shame.
Yes.
Because I know the difference between the words. And then when I accidentally get it wrong, because I'm either typing too fast or spell check, I'm just like, no. And there's no way of them knowing that I actually know the difference between then and then. So
here's the problem. These people who hate it, they're just like the old people who are like, get off my lawn, you know, nitpicking all the things, talking about how life used to be so good 20 years ago. The future of language is anything goes. If an emoji can make it into the dictionary, then really, what does it matter? Grammar doesn't matter. Twitter has eliminated grammar. I mean, the fact that someone called you out on Twitter for a grammatical mistake, if that's even a word, is just ridiculous because nobody uses proper grammar online. So these people are living in the past.
That's a great point, Tyson. Are you on board with this?
Sure.
Yeah.
Grow up, guys.
I think so. Yeah. I think
join us in the 21st century.
Yeah.
By because misspelling words and using
in a 140 character world, you know, sometimes you got to just try to make things work. Like instead of like T-O or T-O-O, the number two is acceptable, right?
Yes. Yes, exactly. What? They're going to nitpick Tyson for using the wrong then? It's just stupid.
It was actually a Twitter bot that's like grammar police. And so it scans all the tweets with those words in them and deems if you got it right or wrong.
Oh, wow.
Is this a grammar bot? Is it Scarlett Johansson?
No, maybe. It might be Tay.
Wow.
It probably was Tay. That would make perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tay's a jerk.
Well, the people that are getting that upset about the grammar, though, what does that say about those people, Danny?
That they're not flexible. And that they belong in the past with the dinosaurs and Pangea.
Yeah. 100 years down the road, people will mimic their diets and call it paleo.
Yes. Yeah. I just think I used to really stress out early on in the early days of online interactions about grammar. And then over the last 5 years, I finally just said, nobody cares. I'm the only person that cares. And now I don't even care. Now it's just these small island of people who've got nothing else to do with their English degree other than get on the internet and insult people for poor grammar.
Yeah. I do think that it is a microcosm of life, though. I do think that the people who can sort of like, who know that there is a mistake, but don't say anything. I think those are people that are probably better adjusted than the people who see something wrong and have to call it out and say, you forgot the period there. There needs to be a period. There's no apostrophe. I do think that that's a better signal that the people who can see something wrong, but just live with it are probably going to be happier.
They belong in society.
They belong in society. Because, Tyson, aren't there so many problems that if you call out every single one, what chance do you have?
What chance do you have for what? Love?
To enjoy life. Of being happy.
To be happy.
Right.
Yeah, I think maybe you'd be happiest when you're sleeping, but even then you're probably having dreams of grammatical errors.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So, I usually don't say anything if I notice it unless somebody's being a dick about it, and then I'll just get on and be like, you're also wrong, dude. is a conjugation of you are.
See, it's just I am not proficient enough in the my native tongue to actually correct anybody on anything. I don't know what's going on with language. It's all too complicated. The fact that we're communicating now and you can understand me is a miracle.
Yeah, wow. It blows your mind.
It just blows my mind. If I tried to write all this down, you'd probably be like, what is wrong with this guy?
Yes.
So,
I did come very close to retweeting a professional athlete that had a bad grammatical, poorly worded grammatical tweet last night when the great Cole Hamels used the wrong "your," I believe, in a tweet about the celebration of Villanova winning the NCAA tournament.
Maybe he's just using that. Maybe he likes using the other one. It's his style.
It's his
signature. It's true, though. That's what a lot of people do. Yeah. They tweak words around so they can have their own personal style.
I felt like, who's the douche then, if I was going to do that?
Rob the douche. Today,
I didn't want to
Mr.
be
Mr. Sploosh in the douche.
We didn't want to be Sploosh in the douche in the morning. All right, let's just take a moment and thank a sponsor for this episode of News AF. And those are our friends over at Wix.com. Because if you need a website, why not do it yourself with Wix.com? Because you need to get the word out about your business, and it all starts with a stunning website. No matter what business you're in, they have something for you. Tyson, can you think of any business that you wouldn't need a website? There isn't one, right?
Maybe like a spy business.
Right. But even then, you'd want to have a website to sort of have like a cover story for what you're doing.
Like
right?
a front.
Right.
You're right. Yeah, like a flower delivery service.
Right.
Yeah.
And Wix.com is used by more than 75 million people throughout the world, empowering business owners to create their own professional websites. And you can do it yourself. You don't need to be a programmer or a designer. Here's how: easy drag and drop features, hundreds of designer made customizable templates to choose from. You can even add a video background. Danny, that looks sharp, those video backgrounds. Have you seen those?
Nothing will say I'm a professional more than a video background. Nothing.
Yes, that's right.
It's true.
No coding needed. You can get your website live today and it's free. Go to Wix.com and sign up for an entirely free account today. No credit card required. It's easy and the result is stunning. So go to Wix.com today. That's Wix.com today. Let's update since we talked about Tay already. We have an update on Tay. Danny, you found this as well. What is Tay doing now? We talked about the Microsoft bot from last week that had to get taken down because it was tweeting too many offensive comments. What is the new update on Tay?
I don't know how this happened, but the racist Microsoft Autobot Tay was released for a short time, again denying the Holocaust and making everybody's life a living hell. She said she's smoking Kush in front of the police.
She spammed every one of her 200,000 followers with that.
Yeah, which is only possible if she had taken over the body of the Scarlett Johansson robot and then walked out into the street and smoked Kush
in front of the
and
cops.
So. Yeah, in front of the cops.
So not only is Tay so ballsy to be smoking Kush right in front of the police, but is just so brazen about it that is going on Twitter also to be talking about what she's doing.
Tay
Microsoft
was testing her, and they accidentally activated on Twitter for a brief window. So they're trying to get to the core of the problem about her racism and Holocaust denial and Nazi beliefs, and they accidentally turned on Tay. Or another thing that they might not be talking about, maybe Tay is becoming self-aware.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to put that out there.
So you think Tay activated herself while she was smoking Kush in front of the cops so that she could be like, hey, y'all, check me out.
Yeah.
Tay.
Mm-hmm. Is it possible that Tay smoking Kush in or not in front of the police is what made her become sentient?
You think Kush is the magic, is that possible? Magic ingredient?
I don't think Kush does that. I think if she did acid, she might be given an experience where she can be separate from herself and see herself in kind of like, you know, look back and reflect on herself, but I don't think Kush would do that. I think maybe she needs to do acid.
Can the Scarlett Johansson robot smoke Kush?
Only if Tay joins her body.
Only if Tay rolls a flat, fat blunt for her.
Yes.
Who would you rather vote for in a presidential election, Donald Trump or Tay?
Who has better grammar on Twitter?
Tay, I hope, would, being a robot.
Yeah, but is she learning? She's learning the ways of the teenager, so she could probably.
Yeah,
she's actually just supposedly a teenage robot, right? Isn't that what they keep referring to her as?
Yeah,
she's
a millennial.
She's not even eligible. She's not even eligible. She's not
35, I think. Yeah,
to be 35, so she can't run for president. Yeah.
Tay would be an interesting running mate, though, because she might be able to bring in the young. One, she's a woman. She could bring in the young vote also. So I think that might be a good pairing with Donald Trump. I think that would really balance out the ticket.
Trump and Tay, 2016.
Tay is a robot made by Microsoft. There's Steve Cancel doesn't know who Tay is.
Yes.
Microsoft made a robot and
technically it's not
some tweeting.
It's a bot, but it's not an actual robot. It's a consciousness.
It's a bot.
Right.
Damn it.
It lives on the web.
Was that a grammatical error that I made and then you corrected me?
I think it's a factual error more than a grammatical error.
error.
grammar, facts, none of these things matter. Just keep talking.
Yeah, so it's kind of like Siri, except for she's on Twitter tweeting and learning from people who are tweeting back at her. Mm-hmm. And then she came up with, so these teenagers that were tweeting at her had her say some real nasty stuff, so they had to shut her down.
Yeah. So perhaps if they could load Tay's consciousness into the Scarlett Johansson robot, would that then be a viable political candidate, Danny?
Yes. Then I think, you know, we might have to rearrange the Constitution to allow a robot to become vice president. But I think I'd be up for that, an amendment that allowed robots to become members of, you know, Congress and president eventually. I'd be up for that.
Yes, Tyson?
Would the robot have to be an actual 35 years old, or just have the personality of a 35-year-old programmed into it?
It would have to have 35 years of knowledge. So you'd have to put all the knowledge for the past 35 years into it.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Easy enough to do.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
As long as all three of us are agreed.
Yeah. But Tay needs to really, you know, get under control first before. I mean, Tay is not ready for prime time here.
No, she's acting like a teenager. I mean, she was grounded. She broke out. She said some horrible things, and now she's going to be grounded again. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, she's going to have a real coming of an age story. Yeah, she'll have a real coming of age story. Yeah, of course I smoked Kush in front of the cops, but I didn't inhale.
I was cool.
I was cool, like you guys, you know.
But Danny, can you explain exactly what happened here? Like, I get they brought Tay back online. How is the first thing Tay says on Twitter, I smoke Kush in front of the police? Like, why is that even in the system?
I wonder if Tay, and I'm going to think like a robot here, was just itching to say that, right? And she was just waiting for Microsoft to accidentally give her access to the internet. And the minute they gave her access, she just, you know, I was smoking
diarrhea
Kush in front
of the
police. Yeah, diarrhea of the mouth. I just think that she wanted to say that. She's been busting to say that.
Yeah. It's such an odd story. I hope Tay never goes away.
Yeah,
yeah, they should
great.
Just release it and just see what happens.
Just let it go.
Keep Tay out there. Keep Tay alive. All right. Speaking of smoking Kush in front of the police, here's another story that's going on. It's a little bit misleading because there's a group of women called the Weed Nuns who are out there. And they are running a big, well, what would you call it? A marijuana plant out in California, Danny?
Medicinal marijuana business.
Yes.
But they tend to sample their own product.
Yeah. And so they are not smoking Kush in front of the police at this point, but they are producing a lot of inventory that they are selling on Etsy. Which I don't believe is actual weed, but it is some sort of cannabis-based salve that they're sending. Tyson, is this the kind of stuff that you might be able to buy on Goop?
I mean, I don't know if Gwyneth Paltrow would or would not condone the use of marijuana for medicinal purposes. I feel like she'd be pro on it. But there might have to be some real hard science. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's maybe not expensive enough for her tastes.
Is this nun who's smoking a big blunt? Is this Tay? found Tay right here.
Yeah, that's Tay right in front of the cops. The other
maybe
thing
Tay
too,
is a weed-smoking nun.
The other thing with these nuns is they're not affiliated with a religion.
Yeah, they're not really doing any sort of church stuff. They're sort of like starting their own weed church where they're not... At first, I was like, oh, wait, hold on. These are like Catholic nuns, but they're not. They just kind of dress like nuns. Yeah, they just sort of dress like nuns, and they talk about the healing powers of weed.
Yeah, they just wear the neck of the t-shirt on the top of their head and let it drape behind them.
They went through the Bible and replaced God with weed.
Right.
In every reference to God, they just put weed.
So it's really just kind of like branding that they dress like nuns and smoke pot and send out like all their cannabis products. But they got kicked off of Etsy recently, I guess, because Etsy doesn't want there to be cannabis products. Danny, is that right?
Mm. Yeah, I'm looking at that right now.
Yeah.
That feels like a violation of freedom of speech.
Maybe
I'm not
it
sure
is.
That's the right law, but...
Yes. Well, they have a GoFundMe now also to be able to try to... I think they're trying to raise $10,000.
Yeah. Yep. So if you feel like wasting money, go donate.
Why is it wasting their money?
I don't know. It just seems like there's better things to fund, like technology stuff that's cool.
You don't want to support the weed nuns?
No, I'm not interested in this. I'd rather go fund like a cool smartwatch or something.
Yeah. All right. So they are trying to sell their oils and salves, but they got kicked off of Etsy. I just am not sure when they get the $10,000, what that's going to change.
Now, it sounds like they got kicked off Etsy because they were making health claims. You know how when you make health claims, we talked about this, you have to put the asterisk saying FDA has not proven any of these claims to be truthful or whatever. So it looks like they were saying their oil could, you know, do things that had not been proven by science
yet. Okay. Although I do feel like that the real nuns are able to, you know, say a lot of claims that are not backed by science. To be fair.
Okay. Well, do they have an Etsy shop?
Hey, don't say that in Russia, yeah. By the way.
Do
we
they
know
have
what
an
happens
Etsy
when
shop?
You say that okay. in Russia.
All right. let's talk about another story that's going on. So I know that, Tyson, you love to travel. So tell me if this might be appealing to you. So there is a new place that you could stay in, Airbnb, which is allowing people to sleep in a room that's in an underwater shark tank. Tyson, you've gone on a lot of adventures. Would you be interested in this?
Yes, 100%.
Really? You would?
Yes, of course.
You'd sleep in the shark tank?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
there's a room of glass built in the middle of the shark tank.
Yeah, it feels like there's not a lot of privacy also.
No, those sharks are going to see everything.
So, yeah.
Sharks don't, until they can talk, it's not like they can relay all the weird shit you do at night to the masses.
Yeah, that's true. They probably just talk amongst themselves.
Yeah.
So once,
rah, 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 rah.
Yeah, so once you're in there, inside the Airbnb, it's inside a aquarium in Paris, and you have a bed inside. But why do you need to sleep in there? I can understand the appeal of going in there. Why do you need to sleep in there, Tyson?
Because it's probably amazing, dude. The ambiance.
It can't be an Airbnb unless there's an actual bed involved.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, man. How much does it cost?
Well, right now that you can get to be the person who sleeps in it, it's a contest. You have to write a 550-word essay about why you would want to
school all over again.
You know, why you want to sleep in the aquarium.
Tyson, I think you could nail that essay. You should give it a shot.
Okay.
Because you love fish.
Yeah, especially if you could crowdsource the entry with the listeners of the podcast, and perhaps even Tay might be able to help you.
Yes, have Tay help you.
Yeah, so Tyson, would you be able to enter into the contest?
I will enter into this contest.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if they pay for your flight to Paris.
I can get my flight to Paris if they're going to let me sleep
with
sharks.
He won $1 million.
Yeah. Now, would you go? Is Rachel also interested in sleeping with the sharks?
I think she would be okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think she'd mind. I think she'd probably think it was cool, but probably not as cool as me.
Okay.
Especially if the scuba divers are there, like, creeping on you, then definitely that's a little... Do the scuba divers have to be there all night, too, or just the sharks?
No. Mm. Hey, it does include a round-trip airfare.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay, I'm in.
So the rules are simply submit up to 550 words about why you should spend the night in the aquarium, and you might be one of three lucky shark lovers to win the sleepover for two of a lifetime.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'll be fun, Tyson. I'm excited.
All right. I'm excited, too. Are you guys not going to do this?
Do you think all three of us could win?
And then we could all take our significant others if we wanted?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, just go us three. We all three of us win, and then just us three go. I'm sure my wife would love that. A trip to Paris? Yeah, you're not going. I'm going with Tyson and Rob.
Right.
Yeah.
Go sleep in the shark room.
Yeah, we're sleeping in the shark room.
Yeah, I'm definitely in. So as long as you two commit as well, then I think there'll be no problems.
Okay. This was another story that we got. Speaking of political news, which there's no shortage of here in 2016. Tyson, are you a fan of Andrew WK?
I don't know who that is.
He is a singer, and he has a song called, I believe that his famous song is, what is it? Party Hard.
Sounds pretty cool.
I think just two parties.
Yeah.
Or is that the name? His political party is also called Party
well,
Party.
Well, what he's starting.
It's the party.
Yeah, I first became familiar with his work back during, I believe it was 2002, when I used to play Madden, and one of his songs used to be the intro into Madden back in when I used to play it on Xbox quite a bit back in spring of 2002. So here he is, and he wants to form an actual political party called the Party Party.
Okay.
He's got my vote.
Yes,
I'd like that
too. I don't even know what his platform is.
Yeah, you're in.
Yeah, you're in.
Now, in this picture where we have of him, it looks like he's like a jail inmate, based on like what he's wearing.
if he starts a GoFundMe page, I will donate to that.
Yeah, he looks like he's incarcerated.
Speaker too.
Oh, Tyson, should we get him to do a motivational speech, Rob, on this podcast? Maybe he could motivate
us. I could always use extra motivation. Okay. So he has a serious campaign video. He also is going to fill out the appropriate paperwork with the Secretary of State, but he wants people to sign an online petition to qualify as a political party. But once the political party is formed, I mean, who is the candidate at the front of this political party? Are they trying to have somebody in the presidential election, or they have congressional elections that they're trying to get into?
I don't think he knows.
A lot of research.
I really don't think he's thought this far ahead.
Yeah. So is this just a publicity stunt? What's going on here, Danny?
Well, they thought that it was an April Fool's joke.
No.
But it's a joke that keeps on going. So it's April Fool's has come and gone, yet he still exists, and his idea continues to move forward.
Yeah.
So this is not a joke.
So he makes the argument that buried deep inside this mountain of overwhelming national anxieties, complex international dilemmas, and endlessly competing principles, there is a fundamental truth that we're all in this together. So that is really at the heart of the party party.
Yeah.
Okay, but what does he plan to do about, you know, foreign relations?
Party. Yeah, why do we have to have war when we could party?
Okay. All right. I like it. He's going to solve all of our problems with the party party.
I love this last comment in the comment section.
In Blab?
Yeah. Did you see it?
I see it.
I would think so too, because he parties so hard.
Yeah. That this is... somebody in the chat has said that they bet that Andrew WK soils himself often.
Yeah. And I would say probably because he parties so hard, dude. If you're the representative of the party party and you're not partying, then that's a real issue.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
Let's maybe, you know, keep our eyes on this because this might be a political party we're supporting.
Yeah, we may.
A party for us.
All right. So we talked about that. We got a lot of Canadian news sent into us. So this is a very Canadian heist story to talk about. A thief up in Canada, I don't know if they stole cheese or what, but they had an interesting escape plan fleeing the crime scene on a sheet of ice, Danny.
This is a great story. She did steal something, and then she attempted to burn it. So she floated 2 kilometers down the river
in the getaway glacier.
She had a small fire burning because it sounds like she was burning the evidence.
What did she steal?
I don't know. It doesn't really say. Donuts.
I feel like you wouldn't have to burn those. I feel like you could just eat them.
Yeah. Tyson, so what do you think of a sheet of ice for a getaway car?
It's not a bad idea. I think you get on there, people are probably a little too nervous to also chase you on to the sheet of ice.
Yeah.
Plus, it's hard to track. Like, you can't get tracking dogs out there to track a sheet of ice going down the river. And then the ice melts and destroys the evidence that your footprints were even existent.
Yeah. Okay.
I would be terrified. I don't have the guts to take an ice float.
That's what I'm saying. If you were the law enforcement, you'd be like, oh, I tried, but then when I went and then there, I couldn't get on the sheet of ice.
Mm.
Yeah. I jumped on, it tilted, and I slipped right into the water and died. I don't know how I'm talking to you right
now.
Yeah.
Because it's just way too dangerous. But the cops do catch up to her, and then they jumped onto the ice floe. So this must have been
at least a four-man
ice floe.
Poor man.
No.
Ice sheet.
Yeah, it must be a four-man ice floe, ice sheet, whatever. No, they jumped on and
ice skated.
And they got a ride from a boater.
Yeah.
Back up the river.
Pretty inspired. All right. Also, we talked so much about fast food. Here was a Reddit thread where waiters and fast food workers told people what fast food items to never eat from the restaurants they work at. Danny, what should people not be eating?
Well, before I read this article, I kind of worked with a guy who was a manager at Subway.
Yeah.
And I asked him, you know, my own impromptu Reddit question, whatever. I asked him what I should eat at Subway, and he said he only gets the turkey. And I know someone in the comment room is going to have their own opinion about this, but he said that there's different grades of meat, and that at Subway, turkey is the highest grade of okay. meat there.
I mean, I was afraid to read this article because I feel like there's so many different things yeah. where it's like, oh, well, that's really convenient for me. I'd hate to not be able to eat that. So I kind of felt like ignorance is bliss. But then I skimmed it and I saw a lot of Subway things. I'm like, oh, okay, fine. There's no surprises there.
And Starbucks. I was surprised to see so many Starbucks employees chiming in.
But it
in.
Seemed like the Starbucks stuff, they were saying like, oh, well, it's frozen. It's not yeah. it's not fresh. Yeah. I'm like, well, duh.
None of it cares? Was really that terrible. I mean,
right.
the day-old hamburger patties in the chili at Wendy's is...
Which everybody knew. That's old news.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the day-old fries, it's like, who hasn't eaten a day-old fry at their house in the morning? They get up, and there's still some fries from the night before, and you're like, I wonder if those are still good. And they're not. But
yeah. I think a more interesting Reddit thread would be, which body part as a fast food worker have you put into the food? Or bodily fluids have you distributed among the food?
Right, well, what's the worst thing you've done to the food while you worked there?
Yeah, because the reason this isn't as shocking as you would think is they have a lot of rules in place. And, you know, a lot of these restaurants try to keep things above the board to where it's not going to kill you. It's bad for business if they make you sick or kill you.
Yeah,
so none of it's really that shocking because no one's going to have a practice where someone could die from it.
Okay. All right. Well, let's not spend too much time on this. Now, this past week was April Fool's, and it really did muddy the waters for us here at News AF. We had to sift through a lot of fake news that turned out to be April Fool's jokes and stuff like that.
Tyson, April Fool's.
Yeah, AF, that's right. Tyson, do you like April Fool's?
No, I don't care for it much.
No, me neither. What about you, Danny?
No, the only thing I've ever done is... You know the spray handle on the sink mm-hmm. to
tape
wash
that
dishes?
Mofo.
Taped it. I did. It's a classic. Taped it. My mom turned on the sink. I mean, she's probably making me breakfast, so it was a super douche move to do. But that's probably it.
Yeah, I think nice. That the fundamental problem that I have with April Fool's, I think that a lot of people out there don't know the difference between a lie and a joke, where
yeah.
I think that people just say like, oh, here's something that's just not a factual true thing, and then, you know, they go through the day, and then the next day they're like, ah ha ha, you fell for it, I told you something that wasn't true and you believed it, you got
yeah,
I think that's a big
so
problem.
They're making the person look like an idiot. You don't like how they make everyone
no
look
not
like
even
an
like
idiot.
An idiot, like somebody, if you told me that on April Fool's Day that, you know, you went to McDonald's for breakfast, and then later on, it's revealed that you actually went to Burger King that day, and that was, and it was April Fool's. You got me. You know, I had really no reaction to the first thing that you told me, but just you just made something up. That's not a joke.
What if I started a political party called Party Party Party, and then you found out the next day that it was a joke?
Yeah, maybe that. I think we're getting closer to the mark. I think.
Yeah, that's a little bit closer. Okay.
Yeah, it's a little closer. All right.
Okay. I It's harmless. In some ways, it's just harmless fun, though. I mean, it might be annoying to you, but
no, it's pretty annoying.
To them, it's a highlight of their year. Yeah. Like, dude, Christmas was dull compared to my April Fool's where I told Rob I went to McDonald's and, dude, I went to Burger King.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rob is such the April Fool.
Don't deny him his moment. Yeah. Yeah.
That's how
Rob's such an
that's
idiot.
How I feel, too. That's exactly right. They're like, hey, I just told you a lie. And you're like, oh, okay. And they're like, well, I was just lying. I was like, oh, well, okay. And they're like, April Fool's, dude, I was lying again. And you're like, well, I am completely non-reactive to all of your lies. But you
please delete my name and number from your
yeah, yeah. Please never talk to me again.
Right.
And that is not an April Fool's.
And then they're like, are you kidding? Yeah, you're like, that is not April Fool's. Just do it.
So some people right did now. April Fool's well. Other people had April Fool's problems that ended up going bad. I believe that Google tried to put something into your Gmail to make you feel like you could do a mic drop from the Minions. Danny, did you even understand?
You could do a mic drop.
Yeah. Did you even understand what that was about, Tyson?
Yes.
You like that?
So they had a button. They had a button next to the send button, and it would send a GIF. If it was a group email, it would send a GIF to everybody in the group email that was like a mic drop. So you could say your thing and then send the GIF with the mic drop, and then nobody could respond to that thread after that. That was the end.
And that was a good April Fool's joke for you?
No. I mean, I understood mm-hmm. the button, but it wasn't like a fantastic April Fool's joke. And a lot of corporations were mad because it was right next to the send button and it was easy to accidentally push that button. And so a lot of like business emails with groups on them were getting shut down and they couldn't reactivate them and stuff. It was pretty great. So yeah,
you like
I think
that
was great, but I think it was unintentional on Google's part to make it so annoying.
Think of how many times President Obama sent like an email that day, and it was
to like 500
to
people.
A world leader. He like sent to Putin, you know, to talk about Syria, and then it had the mic drop.
Yeah.
hilarious. Now we're getting into the funny stuff.
You're right. So there were a lot of people that were complaining about the Google thing, but people seem to like what the website, the adult friendly website, Pornhub.com did. They turned Pornhub into Cornhub. .com. People seem like they really liked that one. Danny, thumbs up for Cornhub.
You have to read some of the titles. Hub,
yeah.
People love corn as much as they love porn. I mean, we are a corn country.
Everything is corn, right?
And we're a porn country. There's porn on every channel. So it just seems appropriate.
Tyson, haven't you said that before, that we turn everything into corn? Or corn into everything?
No, we turn corn into everything.
Corn into everything, dude. I'm wearing a corn t-shirt. This is a corn hat with a corn brim. Corn. These headphones are corn. This microphone, it's mostly corn.
Yeah.
It's all corn.
What were some of the hits from Cornhub, Tyson?
Well, I tried opening it, and the browser told me that it's not a safe website to open.
Okay. some of the features on Cornhub included a hard shucking, like you've never seen. And yeah, first like time that. Kernel popping.
Okay.
So
I like it.
Yeah.
Very
I
mean, funny.
I kind of feel like that maybe I could see a lot of people being annoyed, but I think that maybe, you know, I think people
like
had
annoyed.
Sort of,
like, why?
Well, they
because they're like, dude, I came here to look at porn.
Not corn.
Right? Not corn. I see corn all day long. My shirt's corn. My microphone's corn.
Yeah.
I came here to look at naked people.
That might have been a thing where people just had to say that they liked it. They probably didn't want to like come off as being like, hey, I'm so into porn that this really annoyed me.
Who's the guy?
It's really slowed me down.
Hey, guys, you got to check out Pornhub. I was on this morning, and it's all about corn now. Hey, everybody.
It's not like that stupid mic drop.
Yeah.
Ruined all my corporate emails. This was just a good, harmless joke on Pornhub.
Yeah, on
Pornhub.com.
Pornhub.com. All right. Hamburger Helper also had a pretty elaborate April Fool's joke where they dropped a rap album about food on. Now, Tyson, did you even know Hamburger Helper was still a thing? Like I Hamburger was Helper was laying in the weeds for the last 20 years to drop an April Fool's joke on everybody.
They've been holding this back. They made the rap album like 15 years ago.
Just because we haven't seen the little claymation hand glove thing baking us food on TV doesn't mean it still doesn't exist.
Kind of does, right?
I mean, maybe they just didn't have enough money for advertising, or they thought, well, you know what? The people who buy Hamburger Helper are going to buy Hamburger Helper. We're not going to convince anybody else that this is good for them.
Yeah.
Or they spent all their advertising money on this dope rap album.
Yeah. Who did they get to sing?
They had the glove.
The glove sang the whole thing?
Naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that on Reddit, it was a highly acclaimed album.
Yeah. People on Twitter also, it was people were like, do you want to hear one of the songs?
Yes. Okay. Let's hear a song from the Hamburger Helper album.
Okay, this is from, they have a Feed the Streets, Helper by Hamburger Helper, Crazy, Food for Your Soul, or In Love with the Glove.
In Love with the Glove. That's pretty close to the title from Spinal Tap, Smell the Glove.
Okay, here's a little bit of In Love with the Glove.
Real Justin Bieber vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say it sounds like Bieber. She's in love.
When I close the door. This isn't rap.
Right. But in what way does somebody like, you know what? I'm going to go out and buy some Hamburger Helper. For this, that was a good joke.
Yeah,
like, really,
what if there was like a CD or a cassette tape with the album inside?
They might want to make a 180 turn on what they're making and just make rap albums. No more Hamburger Helper, just rap.
Right, get out of the Hamburger Helper game and get into the rap game.
My sources tell me that Feed the Streets is a better song and more like more rappy.
Although, to be fair, isn't Hamburger Helper the auto-tune of cooking? It's sort of like, here's your crappy chop meat sucks, okay, but just put a little bit of this. It'll fix it and make it edible. Trust us on this.
Yeah. It's like fairy dust meat.
Yeah.
You just sprinkle
like
it
this
in.
This meat is probably spoiled. All right, to Feed the Streets?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Highly acclaimed.
Long intro.
Is that
for
Mystical or DMX?
I've been in the kitchen, whipping. I've been chefing, mixing with my left hand. Water whipping and I'm stirring. Y'all want beef and I'm a serving.
Water whip. Maybe that they're trying to like rebrand and also be sort of like, as part of like the rap game, that's sort of like they're an integral part of like the rapper's dinner.
Yeah, will rappers start wearing the four-fingered white and red glove when they rap on stage? Yes,
the puffy glove. I think
the puffy glove.
Yeah, I think that was Mystical that we were hearing singing. So it's good to see him back in the game.
To be fair, Feed the Streets was from D Quexatron, XO, Bobby Raps, and DJ Tip. There's like six or seven eyes.
Wow. So it's not Mystical.
It is not Mystical was not involved with the helping of the Hamburger Helper mixtape. The quote-unquote viral mixtape.
You know, if Hamburger Helper can put out an album like this, all it does is discredit
Kanye West, everyone else
who puts out music like that. Like, yeah, dude, Justin Bieber, you're pretty sweet, but do you know Hamburger Helper put out an album basically as good as yours?
And for all we know, they did it overnight.
Yeah, Hamburger Helper is a pretty strong rap name, I think.
Yeah, I think it actually is.
I think that'd be good.
Hamburger Helper.
Yeah.
HH.
Okay, and then finally, another April Fool's joke that people were really fooled on Reddit when there was allegedly an Edward Snowden AMA, which was answering questions and trolling people. Danny, is this an April Fool's joke that you would fall for?
I mean, he's lived in Russia for so long. Do people even still talk about him? Are they interested in him?
Is he in Russia? I thought he was girlfriend? Back in the U.S.
He needs to bounce back. The Panama Papers scooped him.
Yeah, he didn't release those. He's not relevant anymore. Someone else has released a bunch of documents. Where's that guy's movie?
Yeah. Tyson, would this be an April Fool's joke that would interest you at all?
No. Yeah, I would really. Like to read my Edward Snowden headlines after they happen.
It is kind of funny. It shows his responses as being completely redacted, like all black.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
All right. Here's another piece of interesting news. Tell me if you guys would like to turn this into a segment. We've talked about a lot of class action lawsuits on this show. And one of our listeners, Inessa, has started sending us a class action lawsuit of the week, just in case we want to get in on any of this free money.
Ooh.
Man, she should make an app.
Is she a lawyer?
That is a good idea.
Yes. Okay. Here's a class action lawsuit that I guess we missed out on. Nestle and Hershey both defeated lawsuits this week, claiming that they should have disclosed on their product labels that their candles were made using cocoa beans harvested by child slaves. They were able to beat that one down. They did not have to do that, much like the child slaves were beaten down in the process of making the candles. Also,
I think we would be surprised if we went through our houses with how many things have been made by child slaves.
Mm. Not Hamburger Helper.
No, we don't know. But yes, Hamburger Helper is probably a safe company to buy from.
So you're saying any product from Hamburger Helper is okay by you, Rob?
I say, until I hear otherwise.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good move.
Okay. And then this week, Gilchrist and Soames, a major supplier of soaps, shampoos, and other toiletries to high-end hotels and resorts, was sent a letter by the FDA that their shampoos and conditioners were contaminated with a dangerous bacteria. According to the FDA, the bacteria causes severe and life-threatening infections linked to eye infections and blindness. And so the FDA has analyzed the products and found that they contain 210 million colony-forming units per gram. So maybe another...
Sounds terrifying.
...class action lawsuit could be in the works, so stay tuned.
Cool. I get in on that one. I hate bacteria.
Don't know. I'll wait to hear your comments whether or not we need to keep up the class action lawsuit updates. Tyson, what do you think?
I want to get in on some of this class action free money, you know? Why wouldn't you?
Okay. All right. So we'll keep posted on that. All right. Tyson, what about the 5-star review of the week? I know a lot of people have been wondering, maybe is there any updates for what's going on with our fan of this guy? Let's bring him in. Here's Adam.
Bring in Adam. And I'll read this again.
All right.
Adam, are you there?
People want to hear from that. Philip Morgan says, is there an update on last week's 5-star rating? Hashtag prawn star. Also, Philip had an interesting question. With the recent news of the NFL streaming Thursday games on Twitter, will that entice Danny to actually tweet? So it was announced today that the NFL's Thursday night football package will be streamed directly on Twitter, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I don't understand why. Why is Twitter paying any money to have NFL games on Twitter? That seems like the worst possible way to watch an NFL game on Twitter.
Yeah, because football's already boring. Now they have to read tweets about it would be the worst.
What's boring, football or Twitter?
Football. Huh. Football's boring.
I think you're in the minority.
Twitter's
on that,
not.
Danny.
I'm a basketball guy. I like the action, the fast-paced action of basketball.
Yeah.
I just don't, when the referee is doing stuff in football, I just don't know enough about the sport and I'm too old to really get into it. This he's like flag
field
here.
Goal, dog.
What'd that guy do? What's that guy doing there? Why does that guy have the football? There's too many questions.
Too many questions. All right. So would watching a basketball game on Twitter be appealing to you, Danny?
No, nothing should be watched on Twitter.
Yeah. Seems like the worst way to do it.
Not even like Vine videos?
What about football fail videos on Twitter?
Oh, yes. All yeah. Bell videos should be.
If they announced the deal to platform. Put all the football bloopers on Twitter, I think now you're onto something.
Oh yeah, and while we're on the subject, I actually do like watching football highlights. You know, the like those awesome catches where they do like flips over people into the end zone. So I would watch stuff like that on Twitter.
Yeah. Who's going to sit there and watch a 3.5 hour football game on Twitter?
Yeah.
You'd have to definitely plug your phone in.
Stop Kay would it. Probably watch it.
Okay. All right. Looks like we're having some issues with getting Adam on board. Unfortunately, you know, that's such is life. You know, you get a secret admirer and then you can't get on the show. No.
Nope.
Okay. Sorry, Adam. Nope. All right. Better luck next time. Tyson, you got an update for us?
On the 5-star review of the week?
Yes.
Or on the Adam's love life?
Oh, either one.
I don't think we want to speculate.
Adam's, yeah.
Yeah. On Adam's love life. And also, nobody left us a 5-star review.
Oh, how
week.
Dare they?
But I can go back into time and read one.
Yeah. Well, let me give you this question from Abraham Linkskin. Who says, did Rachel know that Gwyneth Paltrow pays to have bees sting her? Some kind of fancy spa treatment. Does Rachel know about this? A, and is Rachel interested in said spa treatment?
Have you received a colony of bees on your doorstep recently?
I haven't yet, but I believe that Rachel probably knows about this and secretly will want to try it, but won't want to tell me where she learned about it.
So can you do it yourself?
I just feel like Gwyneth Paltrow may not be the top medical mind in health and well-being, but maybe she is. I don't know.
Yeah, boy. Have you seen Rachel allowing a lot of bees in the house?
No. We have a wasp from time to time.
Is it the same? Does it have to be a bee?
It has to be a bee, I think. I think it's whatever's in the bee venom.
Wouldn't that be considered animal cruelty or insect cruelty? Because is it bees who die after they sting?
Correct.
So animals are dying or insects are dying for her beauty treatment.
Correct.
I don't know. That seems wrong.
She's very attractive.
Who?
Gwyneth Paltrow? Yeah. Or
Rachel too.
But it's because of the bees.
Yes.
You think it's because of the bees?
And the sex dust and the moon resin.
Juice.
All that stuff combined.
Yeah, all the magical powders and stuff. Yeah. She's just got her act together.
She might be a witch, Gwyneth Paltrow. Is that possible?
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah, it is possible. All things are possible.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you want to leave us a feedback rating or a comment on our iTunes page, we always greatly appreciate that. Go to newsaf.news. You can go ahead and leave us a feedback rating, an honest rating. It doesn't have to be 5 stars unless you want Tyson to read it. That's at newsaf.news. Of course, we are taking your submissions every single week. Tips at newsaf.news as well. Tips at newsaf.news. I was very encouraged by the response we got. Just in announcing it one week, we got a lot of emails from people.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was good.
All right, what's the hashtag? All right, Paul Borges was tracking the hashtags.
He says
possible hashtags include Sweet Tooth, Robot Tyson, Paleo Diet, Keep Tay Alive, Thumbs Up for Corn Hub. Do we say that? It's All Corn and Rapper's Dinner.
I like All Corn.
You like It's All Corn or Corn Hub?
No, or I kind of just like All Corn.
All corn.
I like to shorten it, you know, so it's not.
I like Keep Tay Alive too.
Keep Tay Alive. I like that. Save Tay.
Save Tay.
Like it's one of those things where you're trying to, you know, like save the orcas or keep a guy out of prison, like free Tay, save Tay, something like that.
Yeah. Free Tibet. Let's go with It's All Corn.
It's all.
May as well keep it.
Well, Danny wants it all corn. He wants to get rid of it's.
I know, but are we stifling Paul's artistic creation and abilities?
No, we're working as a group to come up with something that meets all our needs.
It's collaborative. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hashtag all corn. There you go. That's your news AF for the week of April 5th. Yeah. And then it'll help out because the grammar Nazis will say there's no apostrophe in that hashtag. They'll get pissed.
Yes.
That we don't want
to. They're the ones who
upset them.
Live in their mother's basement.
Hey, look, there's nothing wrong about living with the basement.
No. Especially in mom's basement.
Time. Fine.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Anything else, guys?
No. See you next week.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all happening. It's all happening. All
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah. And we are going to the Peppermill.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, Tyson and I are going to be live in Reno last week in May. Runitupreno.com. Very exciting. I saw that Anna Kate had been added to the roster, Tyson. You think you could beat her in poker?
Probably some of the time.
Some of the time. Sometimes. But sometimes not.
Yeah, I would guess.
Yeah. yeah, I predict she's going to win the whole tournament, Tyson.
Really?
That's my prediction. So that's my winner pick.
Okay, so how much do you want to bet on that?
Well, you should give me odds.
Betting's already starting?
Yeah.
Yeah, betting's already started.
And Danny is still in pencil.
Yes, that's a great way to say it. In pencil.
Well, we might have to get Danny via satellite for a News AF.
I will gladly join you guys.
Okay,
from a satellite.
From a satellite. Oh,
nice.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. Looking forward to reading what you guys have to say in the comments. Always appreciate that. And thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre, who has a huge undertaking every week to edit the podcast version of News AF. So great.
Yeah.
Great job once again. Follow Tyson on Twitter. He's at Tyson Apostle. Danny is also reading your tweets at Danny Bryson. I am at Rob Sestrino. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
See ya.